Hello again there, folks. So I've had to take the Stormy Z video down because Billy Bragg went running to the newspapers and music magazines, mainly to put the pressure on Morrissey. I was sort of collateral damage, and he called me a white supremacist, and he issued a long statement on Facebook saying that I'd sort of used YouTube to attack Guardian writers of colour, and I spread the Great Replacement meme, which it's not that I'm opposed to it, I just don't think that I've actually mentioned it. But he was his main target was, of course, Morrissey, because I'm just a nobody. But I thought it's actually interesting to the story as it's played out, and as I think it's gonna die down now. He's had it. He let it lie for a week. And he wasn't happy with the non-reaction from the music business and the mainstream media that Morrissey posted my video on his website, or whoever posted it there, I don't know. And so he let it go for a week, and then he came out with this big statement demanding that more people get outraged. And that's the one where I was called a white supremacist, and he complained about what I did with the video. And I just thought it's interesting to take a look at when you look back at sort of Billy Bragg. And then if anybody doesn't know, Billy Bragg is he's from Barking. He was like a working class lad, and he's a sort of folksy left-wing singer who's anti-racist campaigner. And he's more famous now for being like a real sort of champagne socialist. Lives in a big mansion in Dorset, and then sort of carries out sort of lectures to people who aren't happy with multiculturalism. So that was even in the Daily Mail, and it's not like I'm doxing Billy Bragg. But okay, so if you go back to the 1980s, I mean, I can actually see where Billy Bragg came from and where he went wrong, and like what happened. In the 1980s, Billy Bragg sort of railed against Margaret Thatcher and neoliberalism, and because it's sort of he's obviously a socialist, and he viewed it as being the little guy being screwed over. He took part in the miner strikes in the north, and that's so okay. I'm not going to complain about that. That's fair dues. And okay, so in the 1980s, you also had a few minority groups in Britain. I think we were still probably about 95% white. But okay, so he didn't want to see black people being bullied on the streets or whatever it happened to be. Problem is, he was also always pro mass immigration. In a way, you can see that as the decades went on, that sort of trait, and I know this is like sort of a typical left-wing thing, but that trait in Billy Bragg stayed the same. And so it was like he was forever trapped in 1986. And so he's taken sort of like the people who were vulnerable minorities in 1986, and he hasn't managed to sort of move on from that. And in 2019, he's still looking at this the same way, and it gives this sort of completely warped way of looking at the world, which is like it's almost inside out, because the anti-racism and the sort of socialist values, they became more and more powerful, and then the actual demographic makeup of Britain really began to shift drastically, especially after Tony Blair. And so all of a sudden, you have to then begin to ask if they were actually standing up for the little guy. And you've reached the point today where it's just completely sadistic, and people will view groups like Hope Not Hate as these really sinister, seemingly all-powerful organisations, and there's always another person who's having a thought crime. There's always somebody who said the wrong thing. There's all, and so here's the problem. There comes a point when you're not fighting against the tyranny anymore, Billy, but that you've become the tyranny. You've become the thing you were opposed to. And of course, in my videos, he sort of alludes to my hate reading the Guardian videos. Now, all right, so let's just break that down for a second there, because this is all about speaking truth to power. And in my case, look, I live on a council estate in the northeast, or I've got like a cringy Lord of the Rings name so that I don't get my life destroyed. And then all I've got to call a platform is a blog and a YouTube channel, which can be shut down at any time. And so I am using that in a way. I am speaking truth to power. And let's just take the case of the Guardian articles then. In the ones that he's get, I know which ones he means. It's the one about Ash Sarkar and Aoife Hirsch. So in this situation, we have two writers of diversity there who have got a career as these anti-racists who are now in the mainstream media, in prominent positions, traveling all over the world, going all over the television. And they are using those platforms to look down upon people like me and my people. And so my platform, which is a small one on the internet, is to speak truth back to that power. But the problem with somebody like Billy Bragg is that he's stuck in 1986, and he can't understand that now his side are the power. His side are the power, and people want to tear into them. People want to sort of burst their big pompous balloon and undermine their morality. And their response to that is to lash out and send people to jail, have more hate speech laws, have more and more indoctrination on the television, have more anti-racist courses in the schools. And that brings us on to the Stormzy video, where it was the same thing that I did again. I mentioned that Stormzy's whole act and routine was preposterous because he wasn't actually rebelling against the system, and that he, in a way that he was the system. The Jeremy Corbyn, all of these people are cheering him on. He's never had to struggle anything. He's never going to get censored. This is the new sort of establishment, and Billy Bragg, or at least his ideals, are it. And they can't stand to have it undermined that way. Now, in the case of Morrissey, I think Morrissey knows this. And so from a purely artistic perspective, leaving aside the power dynamics for a second, and looking at this just purely from an artistic perspective, it is more honest and more artistic, for what's the word I'm looking for here, to sort of burst the balloon and to sort of view this new bourgeois morality and sort of poke it and laugh at it and undermine it, because that's what in effect people like someone like I do, or someone like Morrissey, is becoming more fond of, because it's actually a fake. Because these people are the establishment, but while they are the establishment, we have to pretend that they are oppressed groups, and they're not. Their morality and ideology is completely hegemonic. And so Billy Bragg comes out as if to say, well, yeah, we look at this, look at all these far right white supremacists marching on. And in actual fact, it's just a sort of bloke on YouTube. And also, what I mentioned in the video was this where me and this other lad were working in a factory, and we literally had to hear Stormzy like 50 times a week, and it drove us nuts. So again, who is the sort of the in the position of power here, in this dynamic? It's this is the problem, and I think the problem that Billy Bragg has is that subconsciously he knows that it's a fraud. I mean, you know, just bit by bit, building on your platforms and hunting down more and more racists, and seeing always, by the way, always with the actual financial elite backing you up every step of the way here. That has to be said. It's not like you ever these socialists over the decades ever had to really take on the money power. That in fact that they did the bidding of the money power by bringing in a sort of globalist capitalist society. But these hard truths are a little bit too much. But what I can't stand is this idea that we have to pretend that people writing in The Guardian and people, the biggest pop stars in the country, are the ones who are in positions of weakness. This is garbage. This is blo the bloke who tries to write a script for a YouTube video before going off to do a 12-hour shift to in order to get the message out and sort of undermine and hold genuine power to account, because that's what it is. That's what it is here. And over as the this march went on over the decades, you just look at what happened in the case of the grooming. It became where it became psychotic. And if they want to know why are all these people becoming radicalized, I wrote an article explicitly explaining this back in 2016, and it was literally called "Why I Hate." And what I got into there was that when I got bombarded with snuff from Pakistanis on Facebook, and of what was actually go these videos of what was actually going on with these English girls, and I went to left-wing organizations and Antifa groups, these anti-racist groups, and I said, "Have you seen what's going on?" And they laughed in my face. And that to me was the first inkling that there's something is sick here. Something is absolutely wrong. And the moral thing to do was to find out what was going on, expose it, and then later, when I found out what made them tick, to sort of poke them in the eye a bit and wind them up and try and wake other people up to the problem. In other words, I am then in the position of weakness, trying to rally support and get people together to tackle on what has become a fucking tyranny. But Billy Bragg and the rest of them are that tyranny, but they don't even admit it. They even when they have all these positions of power and influence, they still insist that they are standing up for the little guy, even when they can click their fingers and have all of the mainstream media sort of come down on, well, in this case it was Morrissey, and I was kind of collateral damage. I had to take the video down. This is what you are. This is what you are, Billy. This is what you've become. You're a fucking monster. And does it not seem strange? Well, do you not think it's strange that you're on the team of NGOs that get all of this financial backing from all over the world, from financial centers across the world? That's the team that you are on now. And in his new book, which it's all about standing up to populism, and I don't even understand that it's how can a socialist be against populism? And I wonder when they know, and it's as if you've taken a wrong path back in the 80s, and they've just kept on going and going and going. I mean, the house in Dorset didn't hurt, the money didn't hurt, and they just kept on going, and they compartmentalized all of the destruction and the chaos that was going on around them. But and it's a bit like I wonder if it's like on Bridge Over the River Kwai. Will they ever get the moment that Colonel Nichols had when he understands finally what it is he's been building in this moment of clarity? And then he thinks, "Good God, what have I done?" And he falls onto the plunger and blows the bridge sky high, because he realizes that he was working for the enemy all along. I hope maybe before it's too late, they can at least have the courage to face up to what it is they have become. Billy Bragg says the people on YouTube are responsible for Christchurch. Well, if that's the case, are you responsible for the London bombings? Are you people responsible for Rotherham? Are you going to own this? Are left-wing anti-racist groups who shut people up, who are trying to speak truth. Are you going to own what's actually happened in this country? Or are you going to just keep pretending that you're standing up for the little guy when in actual fact you're standing looking down at the little guy and shutting him up? God bless Morrissey for having the balls to stand up against all this rubbish. But I think I'll leave the whole saga there, and that'll probably be my final word on it. So thanks for listening and supporting us, everybody, and I'll catch you later.